All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. Host Dr. Varga. This episode, I'm going to be talking about traveling. This is one of my next few episodes. Is going to be about traveling and places I want to travel to. I'm going to go by continents, okay? I'm going to do like one continent for each episode, so it's like a little bit more easier to follow. You don't have to like look around for everything. So the first continent I'm going to be looking at for travel is Asia. Asia is one of the largest continents. Covers an area of 44,579,000 square kilometers, or 17,212,000 square miles, and is about 30% of the Earth's total land area, 8.7% of the Earth's total surface area. And it is home of the the largest population ever since it was since it's been around. And it has 4.5 billion people in it as of June of this year, and it constitutes roughly 60% of the world's population. So it's the most populous continent in the world. It's bounded in the east by the Pacific Ocean, and the south by the Indian Ocean, and on the north by the Arctic Ocean. And it also borders Europe, and does have a small, the Suez Canal separates it from Africa. So that's like a small little distance. So I'm going to go into the countries in there, and which ones I think would be interesting to travel to. And the countries are in alphabetical order. You got Afghanistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brunei, Cambodia, China, Cyprus, East Timor, Georgia, and I don't mean the state in the United States, it's a country called Georgia, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Japan, Jordan, a friend named Jordan, she's lovely, I'll leave it at that, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Lebanon, Malaysia, Maldives, Mongolia, Myanmar, Nepal, North Korea, Oman, Pakistan, we got Palestine, Papua New Guinea, the Philippines, Qatar, Russia, you got Saudi Arabia, Singapore, South Korea, Sri Lanka, Syria, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Turkey, Turkmenistan, United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, and Yemen. And there are also some partially recognized countries with limited to no international recognition and none of the members of the UN. Those four countries are Abkhazia, Artsakh, Northern Cyprus, and South Ossetia. No reason. I hope South Ossetia is from a James Bond movie. I think it was GoldenEye, if I'm not mistaken. And so let me go into these countries I'd like to go to. Cambodia, I think, would be quite interesting. East Timor, I think that one would be another one. China would be quite fascinating to go to. Another one. I'm just going through the list. Maybe Georgia. Let's see if it's anything like the Georgia, the state here, you know what I mean? North Korea would be interesting to go to, but like I wouldn't want to go there just because, you know, like the regime might, like, I don't know. I just think I'd get like arrested or something. oh, man. I mean, that'd just be for my jokes, too. North Korea. No, I'm looking at here, like, South Korea for sure. I think it'd be fun to go to. So would Thailand. I've heard good things about Thailand. Nepal, the Maldives. Oh, definitely 100% Maldives. I mean, I'd be running that. I'd love to live there. I'd be running that place in like 2 days and just talking. Bhutan, too. They got the coolest flag in the history of the world. Bhutan. Let's see, Azerbaijan, they have that Formula One racer in Cyprus. There's a lot of good looking women from Cyprus. Russia. Doctor's a fan in Russia, in Japan, too. Japan, man. You got geniuses over there. And then the architecture is fantastic. And then, let's see. I think a lot of these countries would be really interesting to travel to, but those would be like my top of my list. So, in there. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Keep this podcast recording to Sunday, myself, Scooter Don, Rockstar Ryan, and our producer, King Kyle. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.